WTUZ, thanks for tuning in, allowing us, Michelle and myself, to pleasure your eardrums this morning and each and every single morning. Michelle, you're right over there?
That's a weird thing to say.
Well, it's just a fact. Fact of life. You ready?
Yeah.
It's headline time.
Okay.
Pleasure us away, if you will.
Oh, stop. A man is currently in the Tuscarawas County Jail on a felonious assault charge after a report of stabbing in Bolivar. Officers responded to the area and found Alex Dyer with an apparent stab wound to his left side. Officers took 27-year-old Frankie Lockett Jr. into custody, who admitted to stabbing Dyer, noting it was in self-defense. Dyer was transported for treatment, and at this time, there is no indication how serious the injury is. And a 33-year-old man is currently behind bars after fleeing from officers during a traffic stop late Saturday evening. The Jewett resident was arrested on multiple charges following a vehicle pursuit after nearly striking K-9 Sergeant Mike Hickman head-on around the 600 block of North Water Street in Yorksville. The suspect is being charged with multiple traffic offenses. Denison PD, who assisted at the scene, will also be filing charges against the suspect. For more headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
Hey, if you folks weren't aware, we're currently having our Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge. I mean, Sarshon, they're all over the place with this Gold Plate Challenge for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They're the official car dealership of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They also sponsor our Summer of Fun. Yesterday, I gave you a clue as to where the truck was.
Yeah, I didn't understand that clue.
The clue was, take a bite of their fresh beef burgers and you'll spin in a circle near Salt Fort Lake. The answer was 360 Burger over there in Cambridge.
Oh.
That's where the truck was yesterday. But now until Friday, now until Thursday, because on Friday the truck will be out again. But now until Thursday, the truck will be right here on our premises.
Ooh.
Of Z Country. So if you guys want to enter this contest, find us. It's very easy, 2424 East High Ave. You can find the truck. It's sitting right out there, and follow the instructions. You can win that fabulous Hall of Fame prize package, all brought to you by Sarshon Ford.
And if they come early enough, they can see you.
That's right. Early enough. I've seen a few people out there stop and look at the vehicle, see what's going on, and snap a photo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did they take a selfie with you?
They did not. Mm. You want story time real quick?
Sure.
I have story time. All right, I'm working working midnights, story time with Uncle Eric. Working midnights in Beeville, Texas, okay?
Is it really called Beeville, like B-E-E, or is it...
B-E-E. To the Ville.
Oh, okay.
V-I-L-L-E.
Okay.
Beeville. It's about the size of Dover. All right?
Got it.
But anyway, so I'm working midnights, and from 10 to midnight, we do this whole request show and everything. People call in all night long. So I'm getting ready to leave the station that night. Midnight has come, and it's rolled around, and I'm getting ready to leave. And I open the front door, walk out on the front little stoop of the radio station. And as I do that, I hear somebody say, Eric? And
oh, my gosh.
I go, holy crap, what's going on? And I go, yes. And it was just some random truck driver. He goes, hey, I drive and listen all the time, but I don't know, you know, I can never remember the number. I want you, do you have a card? I can get the number, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, weirdo. I mean, the numbers, I mean, it's pretty easy.
Oh,
I only said it all the time. I say it, I mean... You listen, and you know how much I say our text line number, which is 330-339-9399.
Right.
And you say numbers to radio stations and things all the time. It was just a weird, weird situation. How did we get on that?
I asked if somebody took a selfie with you.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. You said if somebody got here early enough they could see me, that kind of thing. Nobody wants to do that.
You had a fan.
Nobody wants to see me.
Mm.
Hey, big news yesterday. The state of Ohio announced their 56 sites. They had to narrow it down, too, because they received 376 applications, but they couldn't grant everyone access, if you will. But Ohio announced the 56 sites where medical marijuana will be sold coming this fall. Marijuana coming to a store in the fall near you. The Ohio Board of Pharmacy yesterday awarded... some provisional dispensary licenses to a bunch of different stores. Like I said, 376 people applied or wanted the license, but they couldn't give it to them all. Do you want the drum roll and that? How many how many of these dispensaries may be around us? They have the list out there.
Yes.
Drum roll, here it is. Oh, wrong button. Sorry. I meant drum roll. They have to be 500 feet from schools and churches. They all pass background checks, blah, blah, blah. There are none in Tuscarawas County. I should say that.
Really?
As I'm looking by county here, I see none. Did you pull up the list or no?
I didn't.
You can cross-check me. But I see none in Tuscarawas County. One in Coshocton County. Right there in Coshocton. The Ohio Cannabis Clinic LLC, great name. The address apparently will be 2324 County Road 621, Suite 420. I'm just kidding. Suite 1 is what it will be. Stark County has a few. Canton will have a couple. Now, this I cannot make up, okay? One in Stark County in Canton is going to be called Greenleaf Apothecaries LLC.
Oh,
it will be
goodness.
Located on 3840 Green Tree Southwest. I cannot make up that facility address nor the business name. It's actually Greenleaf Apothecaries on here a few different times. Another one in Stark County in Canton. Mother Knows Best LLC, a marijuana dispensary. Good grief. What is this world coming to? Honestly. Columbus has it going on, though. I have a bunch all over the place. Canton has a couple. Cleveland has a couple. Akron. Youngstown has one. But they're located all over the place. Western Ohio really doesn't have any. I look on there. I don't see Dayton listed anywhere.
I don't
which
either.
Which is kind of strange.
I see a lot in Cincinnati. Did you say that?
Yeah, Cincy. Yeah, they have it going on, too.
Wow.
For sure. There you go. You'll
bunch of potheads. Down
maybe
there.
You'll maybe find out. Listen, I mean, if you live in Cincinnati, that close to Kentucky, I mean, you got to do something.
Yeah,
I mean, my goodness.
I'm surprised. Oh no, I do see a lot more in Cuyahoga County. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there isn't one in Tuscarawas County. I wonder what the rules and regulations.
Yeah, I wonder
are.
If counties themselves can say no. We don't. We don't
I think
want them.
They can.
I think they can too, because all the. I mean, not all, but most of the those tax dollars would go. I mean, some would go to the county. I'm sure some would go maybe to the city within whatever county it's in, and then sure the rest of the state. But,
I think they could do that because aren't some counties dry still? Is that still a thing?
You know what? Yeah, there are still dry counties.
So I think that they can definitely. Probably say no to this as well.
Yeah. I went to Lake High School in Hartville, Uniontown area. It was dry.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And I honestly think I don't know if they can sell it yet or not. I don't know. I thought they may maybe pass something, but I could be wrong on that in the Hartville, Uniontown area. There's a lot of Amish Mennonite in that area too, similar to Sugar Creek. But yeah, you in Hartville, Uniontown, you couldn't walk into a gas station and buy a 12-pack if you wanted. You had to drive a little bit out of the area.
Interesting.
Yeah.
To each their own.
But anyway, hey, later you guys have a chance to win Rubber Ducks tickets. Can see some baseball, Canal
Ooh,
Park.
We're going up there
downtown,
soon, right?
Yeah. When is that? The 19th?
Yes. That's are you going? I'm excited.
That's a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
You're not going.
I plan to go.
Mm-hmm. You hesitated.
I plan to go.
We're going as a whole team.
That's right. WTUZ night at the ballpark. Actually, Nathan Cozart's brother is a pitcher for the opponent
that
night.
Yeah, that's what he said.
What, I don't know what team they're playing that night.
He told me what team, but I don't remember.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp is who they're playing that night. That's an actual baseball team.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're lying.
Google
a farm team?
Yes, it is.
Stop it.
The owner of that Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp is the same owner of the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Jacksonville Jumbo
Shrimp. All one word.
Oh, my
Jumbo
gosh.
Shrimp.
No, it is, and their mascot is a shrimp.
Well, what else would their mascot?
I can't.
Your name's the Jumbo Shrimp. What are you going to have, a fish as your mascot? No, you're going to have a jumbo damn shrimp up there.
OMG.
I would love to know the shrimp's name.
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Can you find me the mascot's?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Is it Shrimpy?
I don't know where the name is. Where do you find the name?
Cocktail?
Stop. So it's an affiliate of the Florida Marlins, or Miami Marlins.
By the way, that's not who Nathan's brother plays for. I'm just saying
now. Is Nathan listening? I mean, he's not...
Who knows? Nobody's listening anymore at this point. Once I said Jumbo Shrimp, they all...
I don't know what the mascot's name is.
Well, you can find that out for us. Put it in your next newscast, which is coming up in about 18 minutes. That'll be breaking news.